gas isn't the only thing that costs more right now. Inflation has also increased food prices, and food banks are feeling the impact. We expect this year to be especially challenging for folks living on a low income. Many community members are still experiencing the effects of the pandemic compounded with rapidly rising food and gas costs, said Sarah Tews, donor development manager at the Cambridge Food Bank. We are preparing for a significant rise in the number of families who rely on food banks to feed their families. With rising food costs, Diane McLeod, executive director at the Cambridge Food Bank, said the Cambridge Food Bank has seen a significant drop in the number of items in customer donation bins. That's likely because of the increased cost of food, which hits everyone hard. People aren't able to donate as much as they otherwise would have, McLeod said. So, we are purchasing more food. The great thing about people donating financially is that we can buy food that's needed in the quantities needed. It's wonderful to be able to offer people fresh fruit and vegetables, and that's because of financial donations. The impacts from COVID-19 are far from over. We are still seeing the impacts. People rely on us more often. There was a massive spike of new families at the start of the pandemic, McLeod said. That is part of the reason why we changed our hamper guidelines. Pre-COVID-19, people could come 8 times a year. Post-COVID-19, they can now come once a month. Our hampers have gone from supplying about 3 days of food to supplying 7 to 10 days worth of food. Spring is here, but this is also a time when food bank donations vary. One of the biggest challenges food banks must face is an inconsistent flow of donations. To help restock the shelves, the Cambridge Food Bank has launched the 2022 Spring into Action Food and Fund Drive this month. The Spring Food and Fund Drive is important to us. We see an increase in donations during the holiday months in the winter, but scarcer in the spring and summer months. We really rely on donations, and financial donations help us to buy the food that's needed, Tu said. With inflationary food costs, the food bank needs community support to help fight hunger and to ensure that everyone has access to healthy food. Families need fresh, nutrient-dense foods such as milk, eggs, meat and fresh produce, and these items come at a higher cost. Lack of food causes more than just hunger pains, according to McLeod. Food insecurity is linked to poor nutrition, multiple chronic conditions, and poor mental health. Food insecurity affects the ability to earn. When someone is worried about putting food on the table, it is difficult to focus on employment and education, McLeod said. With the lack of affordable housing, many people have to make a choice between paying rent and buying food. Since the pandemic, the Cambridge Food Bank is excited to have the community pantry back in operation for those in need. The community pantry is something we have always taken pride in. People can come and choose what they need or want. With choice comes dignity, Tu said. For those wanting to make a food donation, most needed items include fresh produce, canned fruit, sandwich spreads, cereal, school snacks, and canned meat and fish. There are many events and activities coming up at the Cambridge Food Bank, including the Stuff a Van campaign at Zurs in Hespler on April 24. During the pandemic, people have really rallied together to support their neighbors, Tu said. We are so grateful for all of the community support. There are many ways to support the Spring into Action Food and Fund Drive, including donating food in bins at participating grocery stores or directly at the Cambridge Food Bank at 54 Ainslie Street, donating online, organizing a food drive, or by sponsoring a food hamper. For more information or to make a donation, visit here.